This news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Mac Kelly, and I am reporting some of the news headlines for Thumb Broadcasting. A Detroit man who dropped a teenager's body into a dumpster has been convicted of second-degree murder. The case gripped the region in 2022 when police spent months combing a landfill for Zion Foster's remains. Her body was never found that summer search through tons of trash, but prosecutors built a circumstantial case against her cousin, Jalen Brazier. Brazier admitted putting Foster's body into a dumpster, but insisted he was not responsible for her death. He says she suddenly died while using marijuana, but prosecutors say Foster likely died while fighting off his sexual advances. In more local news, an explosion during an outdoor fire gathering in Saginaw over the weekend left two teens severely injured, and an 11-year-old was injured as well. Initial investigations by Saginaw fire officials suggest that gasoline was used to ignite it, but the exact cause of the explosion remains unclear. Saginaw's fire marshal emphasized the dangers in an interview with TV5 of using accelerants and stressed the importance of proper fire safety measures. One of the injured teenagers, 13-year-old Riley Shoemaker, suffered extensive third-degree burns covering 80% of his body. Due to the severity of his injuries, he was airlifted from Saginaw to C.S. Mott Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor. Despite the medical team's best efforts, Riley remains in critical condition and his prognosis remaining grim. His family is facing unimaginable stress and challenges and has initiated a GoFundMe campaign to alleviate the financial burden of medical expenses. And now I am going to tell you how you can find the GoFundMe account for Riley. There are two different ways you can search this. First, you're going to go to GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe. And then you can search Riley's Fight. Riley is R-I-L-E-Y apostrophe S. Riley's Fight. Now, his father, Jared, also is included in this, so you can even include Jared Shoemaker, okay? And that is how you will find the GoFundMe account. And now, back to more news. In rural areas like Huron County and other thumb areas, ensuring safe drinking water from private wells is crucial as they aren't routinely tested like public supplies. The Huron County Health Department advises regular testing following Michigan Department of Health and Human Services recommendations, especially for water used in drinking, cooking, or mixing infant formula. Residents are urged to conduct routine testing through local health departments or certified labs, adhering closely to instructions and opting for a partial chemistry test for comprehensive insights into water quality. We'll be right back with Thumb Broadcasting right after this.
The birds are singing, the grass is greening, and spring is in the air. At Thumb Cellular, we're celebrating by letting you, our valued customer, choose your own deal. From now until the end of June, customers making the switch to Thumb Cellular or upgrading to a new device can choose from one of three ways to save. One, you can double your trade-in credit when you trade in your current phone toward a new one. Two, you can keep your new iPhone safe and enjoy peace of mind with half-off AppleCare Plus. Or three, choose one free accessory, cases, chargers, and more. The choice is yours, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Plus, as an added bonus, add a new line to get a free month of service in addition to any of the three you pick options. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, stop by one of our four conveniently located offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Maximum trading credit is $200 or actual phone value, whichever is greater. Half off AppleCare Plus applies to a one-time purchase. Free accessory priced at $100 or less and excludes AirPods. All offers end 6/30/24. Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk
of the phone. News out of Boston. An autopsy of a Massachusetts teenager who died after participating in a spicy tortilla chip challenge says his death was caused by eating a large quantity of chili pepper extract. The results obtained by the Associated Press also noted that 14-year-old Harris Wolaba had a congenital heart defect. Harris died on September 1st of last year, 2023, after eating the chip. The autopsy lists the cause of the death as cardiopulmonary arrest in the setting of recent ingestion of food substance with high concentration. Capsaicin is the component that gives chili peppers their heat. The Associated Press sent an email seeking comment today to the Hershey Company, which owns Pequay, and Pequay pulled the product from the store shelves shortly after Harris's death. Your news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond.
And we do have two local obituaries to report this afternoon. Virginia M. Bushy, a 75-year-old of Pigeon, passed away on Tuesday, May 15th. Jenny is survived by her children, Earl III, Gina and her husband, Harold, and Joseph Sr., four grandchildren, a sister and two brothers, and a sister-in-law. Funeral services for Jenny Bushway will be at 2 p.m. Saturday, May 18th at the Champaign Funeral Chapel. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until the time of service at 2 p.m. on Saturday. And Clarence Fabrance passed away Monday, May 13th, peacefully in his home at the age of 77. Clarence is survived by his children, Richard and his wife, Erica, Robert and his wife, Kathleen, Robin and her husband, Josh, Rebecca and her husband, Jason, and a former daughter-in-law, 12 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, his siblings, in-laws, nieces, and nephews. Visitation will be held on Friday, May 31st from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 1 p.m. at McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe. Burial will follow after the service at Colfax Cemetery. Family of Clarence Fabrance will hold a luncheon to follow at Wilcox Park. Memorials may be offered to the family in care of Robin Fabrance. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpine Funeral Home. You can view these and other Thumb Area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.
From the National Weather Service, your current temperature is 74. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, make sure that you go to thumbnet.net.